put together. So this whole success, you have got, most people have got three different sizes. So if you don't need, you can give to other people. You can give to other people who have problems, business or the success, who have difficulties, life and success. You can give as present. And also those who are doing good things for others, who are, you know, their life are doing good, always good, doing good things for others, and those people is a good present for them. So three different size, big ones and a small one, I'll keep in there with no blue water. But you have to respect, you can't, but the mantras, prayers here, so you have to respect. You can't put it anywhere. Yes, you have to respect. it's for success. The elephant, the mantra prayers for success. So don't throw in the garbage. You know, after you wrap the house and throw in the garbage or something like that. If you don't, you can keep, well, you keep what you as you want, but also you can give to other people, you can share. Yeah, like that. So then that's for success. Success to not harm others. Success to benefit others. to benefit you and other benefit others. To not harm others. So this has to be better. Practice of virtue is okay, but this is from the Buddha's the sutra, 100 actions sutra called the Lejaba sutra called the Lejaba, the 100 actions of sutra, 100 actions sutra, or there this quotation what Buddha said. It's about karma. This last two words is not there. Actually, it's just but person who corrected the English was trying to correct. Whom I asked, who is excellent correcting, you know, Dharma books. But he does not Tibetan, so he added these last two words in Tibetan text. In there, I mean, the Tibetan, but it was from Sanskrit, from India, and translated. So, one who always becomes habituated and familiar with the non-virtue will in the future depend on non-virtue, engage in non-virtue, and to be reborn following non-virtue again. So that's what he said in the sutra. That's all what he said. But the other person, he edited the word. Actually, it's about karma. This is very, 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 very important teaching about karma from Buddha. originally, Washington, the Irish retreat center, blessed by go sometime. Amitabha Pure Land, it's called. We're going to, it's making now in Vietnam, big statue of Amitabha Buddha. Order, I send the examples and do exactly like that, not according to the tradition, kind of bend, you know, restate, and the eyes not come close. And anyway, the statue is going to come from Vietnam to a place outside, the stone statue. So make a beautiful dark, you know, around where people can come to see. There's one monk. There was one monk who took care of the much of the time. One monk, the water bowls and them in the, you know, three main rooms and be. He spoke to the water bowl every day, but so this was originally sent to him, frame, and then sent to him to remember. This is in Tibetan. It takes time to. Try to remember in Tibetan, it takes time. Today is some difficult to remember. One who always becomes habituated is about karma. You know, whatever we do karma in this life, non-bhoja, is past habituation from past. Even you don't want truth, but uncontrollably it happens, like stealing, you know, the killing, sex, or telling lie. You know, even though you don't do, but uncontrollably happens, you know, many times. So habituation from past life. So the habituated and the familiar with the familiar. With the non-virtue. Will in the familiar with the non-virtue. Will in the future depend on non-virtue. So, that I see, it's a past habit, you know. So it is done, you know, the result of that. So, you know, the America, for example, as I mentioned, one man who just killed many people in a museum or what would you place? One man killed many people. The museum or what? Movie theater. Yeah. So the American government checked how his life was, but they found him a straight person, no crazy, nothing, no transcendence. What normal straight person. They found nothing. Nothing strange. A straight person. Only the before he started to kill people, and then just that time. But they didn't find any strange person. So what suddenly happened like this? All that habit from past life. All that happens. When the karma has happened, the personal life changes. Even for example, after become Buddhist, you learn learning philosophy, or then you become another religion. You know, there's many surprise things. So there's a habit of past life. Like that. you can become expert in philosophy, but then Buddhist philosophy, that then totally change. Maybe doesn't believe reincarnation karma. You know, after something. There was karma, going to karma, past the karma, it happened. Your life totally changed. Your life has become something else. Imprint is more scary. Imprint is more scary than hell suffering. Imprint is more scary because then the imprint makes you suffer again and again. So it's more scary than the hell suffering. Hell, one experience, one time to finish. But imprint, because imprint makes you born in hell again and again, or negative karma, to engage again and again. Oh, that's imprinted them. So for example, I'm not good in doing sadhanas. Very bad to doing sadhanas meditation. So, for example, there are many examples. So, you see, you choose the promise and you want to take so much promise from the lamas and not doing it. So then you get bad habit. Now this will affect your future lives. Now, may affect many, not just one future. So hundreds, thousands, it destroys the future lives. You destroy the future lives. It becomes incapable. It destroys. So hundreds, thousands. So therefore, it's very scary, the imprint, the habit. So very important in this life to try best as possible to not plant negative imprint, negative actions, to do it as much as possible. Negative karma. Or they reduce very important to reduce, to abandon or to reduce. So, you see, in future, again, will one depend on another, depend on that. That's one. Again, it will happen again in the future lives. Then engage in non-virtue. Again engage in non-virtue. The third, then reborn for non-virtue. Then you get reborn by doing non-virtue. So this is what Buddha said. You know, it goes on and on and on and on. You know, the negativities, you know, the problems. The problems and negativities, whatever it is, all it goes on, to 100,000, goes on. Really, you destroy so many, you know, thousands. It makes life difficult. You know, you are making all of that. So therefore, this life really have to be careful. We have to really, really, really careful. Try to abandon as much as possible. Try to do try to protect yourself. Try to protect your mind. Try to protect your life. Abandon, otherwise, simple way, abandon non-virtue and practice virtue as much as possible. Try as much as possible. That's Dharma practice, you know? Try as much as possible. So that's what Buddha is saying. There's most adjourned with the Tibetan. I have the Tibetan religion, the quotation from Sutta. It's very, 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 very important on the karma. This one, that the threshold is not kind of lost. It's about karma. It's very, 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 very important advice in the about life, karma. It's very important. Not just practice, but it's about karma. Karma about life. It's about life. Karma. The same applies to virtue. That's he added. You know, he does not Tibetan. He added that. So this, I thought it was mainly to send to him to make sure they make the Lord offerings. For the thing of the karma, that's what matters. But I have the Tibetan, so also I should make a like, card with the Tibetan to give present to. This is really the best present. This about karma is the best. It's about life. It's really, really, really important. And so, so they have. So the, you can put this. You can put this anywhere. Not just not this only at the altar, dining room, anywhere, kitchen. You know, but it will dharma. So respect. And so it can be in a dining room. What's a dining room? What's a office? Just anywhere. You can put it. So this is to remind. This is to remind. You know. Is for that. So that's all. So thank you very much. I enjoyed very much Long La Puja, and thank you very much. Also you did. So thank you. So now I become very rich. Can you imagine? Wow! I become so rich. Wow! Can you imagine? So now I'm going to some holiday place. Maybe Shambhala. Or the maybe Tahiti. this time, all the other offerings you did, Mongolia, we're going to organize the 100 million Omani Bamboo, but not sure they're able to organize this year. But it seems now it has some sponsor to organize this in Mongolia. So I thought in Mongolia it happens alternately, you know, not maybe each year at the moment it may be difficult, but alternately. So I think it's very, very, very good. So purification and to develop compassion for the children, collect merits, however, to achieve enlightenment as quick as possible. So then, so generally, because Nepal, what is it called? Nepal, there's one nunnery where far. What is it called? Oh, that's all Catherine, so sponsor. They also we sponsor the appendix sponsor 100 million money payment for registration. They do registration and two in a year. And they do, then it helps some money from that. It helps to build kitchen or other things. So it helped very much. Since they did that, it helped very much to grow the crops well and to receive the rains at that time. All that helped very much the environment. I mean the country. It helped very much since they did that. what is it? So the puja fund this year I've been doing for many years. How many years? with myself, one of the Abedumanias. Then I thought, let people to know that I'm doing this, and in case they want to participate or some donation or they want to create marriage. I've been doing, I think 12 or 15 years I've been doing the pujas. Then Narendra in France or monastery. We have Epimdi has a real monastery and the sojourns, and they do the monks practice the sojourns, the compassion, they do those things. There's a Tibetan geshe, in the temple, and there's supposed to be two geshes, and new geshe wrapped. Geshe temple is teaching span in there, so. Genesis, yeah, 20, about the nuns, 20 more than 20, I think, nuns. In the past, it was Deputy Trishi Rinpoche in the monastery over lunch. And then the stupas, you know, painting about the stupa, swamba stupa, the saffrons, on the cannabis, all those things, swamba, and also the offering robes, Buddhas, Tibetan, Cho, and Lhasa. Then also Buddha Gaya, the Buddha stupa, Buddha statue, all like that. The painting gold, or not?
Gold.
Huh? Lhasa. And every Putin.
Gold.
Yeah. Gold and robes. So that means on the all on the special day or every 15th month. Every 15th month, offering gold on the face and that. So anyway, the puja is mostly medicine with the puja, and some chujuma, but a lot of times called chujuma, and then mostly, or the higher god puja. They extend Hayagra Puja in Sarache, the special group, and the Hayagra Puja every month. So, many years ago. So, the reason the fund has been, since it has gone down, so I thought, the money you gave, so put in that puja fund. So then, you see, you can sick people and so forth. So you can rejoice that. And that's all. That's all. Thank you very much.
Rinpoche, on behalf of the students here, we cannot thank you enough for your extreme kindness in coming to Singapore to advise, to teach, and inspire us on the practice of the Buddha Dharma. So on behalf of all your students here, I implore and beseech you to please come back again as soon as possible. The last time you came, there was only half the size of the Gompa. This time, we have doubled the size of the people at this Long Life Puja. So there'll be many more doubling the size of people coming to meet you, for you to guide, for you to inspire. So I implore you once again, please come back to Singapore, Amitabha Buddhist Center.
Come over tonight.
Thank you very much. No, tonight I think we'll all be
from upstairs coming.
Yeah, tonight I think they'll all be very tired. They'll all be falling asleep. So please come back again as soon as possible this year. Then, if not, next year. So please come back again. Well, Rinpoche, can you please accept to come back again? Yes?
I'll come back when you don't fall asleep.
I promise.
I'll wait until that time.
So thank you. So Rinpoche, so the answer is it a yes from you that you will come back again? Yes, Rinpoche?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, thank you, Rinpoche. Thank you very much, Rinpoche.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Rinpoche, if you come back, then I will put toothpicks in my eyes and not fall asleep. Thank you, Rinpoche. Thank you so much for agreeing to come back to Amitabha Buddhist Center again next year. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much,
everybody.
So, long life for you.
So, please enjoy Dharma, enjoy the good heart, Bodhicitta. That's all. That's the way to enjoy. Okay. Thank you very much.
So refuge and the five lay precepts are scheduled for 7 p.m. tonight. 7 p.m. Okay, 7 p.m.
Okay.